It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm just a player.
I ain't got no button. Where's that?
It's on. We live.
Not on my side. It don't say no.
Man, we live, man.
We live. We on.
Well, something is big trash because there. I see it now in the corner.
We've been live for 20 seconds. What are you talking about?
What's happening, Player? Live crew? Yeah, what's that? Hey, listen, what's happening, live crew, live chat, live people, live whatever.
Live.
We are on the Homies Overtime Freaky Friday.
Live people.
Yeah, Freaky Friday, getting it in, trying to get the conversation going to carry over from the Homies podcast that we just left out. We got a pretty good show. Pay stretching out because we might either get Brown Bag Pay or Pay McAfee, or I don't know which guy we're going to get to show up, but it's going to be somebody like that. So, and I think B-Dirt's ready for some comments, and Tate Boy Fresh is locked in right now because the Cavs is out there playing big trash right now. We up by one with 4 minutes and 52 seconds left, and we 20% from three-point line. Don't make no sense. 5 or 20, whatever. Can't hit the broadside of a barn.
It's the playoffs, man. Orlando got a top three defense in the league.
I remember one of us in this quartet was like, hey, Orlando, don't sleep on Orlando. Orlando can win this series. I don't know who said it.
The Cavs are 5 from 24 from three-point range. Make a shot. You're five of 20, but the game's tied. It's 86 all now. Come on, man.
Either make a shot. Or defend one of the Wagner boys a little better.
It's fun that you mentioned that, Pay. You mentioned that you picked the Magic. I wanted to go over. I wanted to go over some of our picks here.
Yeah, that's the first. That's the first topic, first part of the conversation tonight. Let's talk about the brackets, bro. Tate, I got a question, man.
D Miz got 43. What you say?
Ain't no comments over there, man. Is we live on all the right channels? I don't see nobody over there.
People looking at that.
Man, maybe
George Teston, Jay Steed, Reginald Rivers said I'm back.
I see.
Hi again,
I don't see any comments either.
I can't see the comments. What up, George Teston, Jay Steed?
There we go.
Reginald Rivers, thanks for subscribing to the Know It Alls podcast. Can't wait to listen. Yeah, clap it up.
Absolutely. All right. So, B-Dirt, hit us with them brackets, bro. Hit us with the brackets. Look at him. Yeah. Hey, we got Pay McAfee. We got Pay McAfee. It pays in the building. Let's go.
So we have, by my calculations now, 6 series are over with.
Mm-hmm.
Tate is 2-4.
Big trash.
Big G is 500, 3-3.
I'll take it.
Pay is 4-2. And yours truly is 6-0.
You out there Hater. Smoking, B-Dirt.
With the prime call, I think, of my takes being Knicks in 6.
Knicks in 6.
Player.
Yeah. So with the remaining 2 series left, I picked what we pick. So that way I can see what we could end up.
You know you picked the Cavaliers.
Yes, I did. Yeah. I have a question about this one. I didn't go back and replay. Tate, who did you pick out of the Mavs Clippers?
Mavs, of course.
Okay, so me and Tate are on the Mavs.
Mm-hmm.
G and Pay are on the Clippers. Mm-hmm. And then on the Magic Cavs, Pay is on the Magic. The rest of us are on the Cavs.
Mm. Okay. So first round of the playoffs, could end up where B-Dirt gets a clean sweep. Mm-hmm. That would be outstanding, B-Dirt.
No. Mickey Mouse and them is up, two possessions right now, under 3 minutes?
Yeah, but Cleveland leads a series 3-2.
Oh, that's right. My bad.
Yeah.
So it's not elimination if they lose.
I thought it was game seven for some reason.
No, 3-3. It'll be 3-3 if they smoke it, which I hope they don't. It's 94-91 with 2 minutes and 21 seconds. So most surprising thing that is or player or person that has played the best so far in the NBA playoffs. Who did you see and you were like, man, this kid is out here cooking, man?
Brunson.
Brunson? That's your guy?
Everybody. Brunson. That's everybody's guy. What are you talking about?
Ant-Man.
Didn't he average 40?
That's 40
on my Sixers. Player.
That's why I asked the question, because B-Dirt, I was going in the same spot you said. So, Pay, you say Ant-Man. Tate, you say Ant-Man. Y'all say Brunson. B-Dirt, you say Ant-Man. B-Dirt, why you say Ant-Man, bro?
I know his athleticism is unmatched, and he's really exciting to watch and stuff. But I was – his composure, mm-hmm. His defense – his hustle, like a lot of stuff that I didn't, there was question when he was coming out of Georgia, mm-hmm. And really shows up here in the playoffs. And I've just been very impressed with the growth of the young man so quickly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't disagree with B-Dirt or even saying Ant-Man, but I think everything Ant is doing, we expected it though.
Mm.
So you said surprise. I gotta be surprised with Jalen Brunson averaging doing stuff that's only been done by LeBron James and Michael Jordan for your first three games of a playoff series or something. Some crazy record he got. That is surprising to average 40 and 11 in a playoff series.
Yes, top five Nick of all time already.
Top five, yes.
He's been great, a phenomenal choice either way you go there. But I just. For me, it seems that there's always a more of a learning curve for young players in the playoffs, and I feel like Ant-Man has jumped that learning curve a little bit.
Like he jumped over the Suns.
Player.
Smash.
Yeah,
who took the Suns anyway?
Me.
G?
And honestly, the biggest surprise of the playoffs so far is the fact that Tate even bet corner time on the Lakers. That was the upset of the playoffs. So
just like the Philly series, every one of them games was close though. The Philly
it was a great series.
Was different of one point total.
It was a high quality basketball game,
right? And
I agree with B. It was a high quality basketball series. Everybody played quality except for Tobias Harris. G, hit the sign.
Big trash
player.
Big trash, horrible. Well,
if you want that one, you got to put his teammate, the real Kyle Lowry.
Well, Kyle Lowry washed, so I mean,
he's washed. He's super trash.
What did you expect from Tobias Harris, though?
Tobias Harris getting paid $40 million a year. He can get money.
What did you expect from Tobias Harris?
I expect Tobias Harris to give me his $15 million that he's getting overpaid for. He gave you zero.
So worst contract.
What was his stats? What was his stats?
Tobias Harris over for Danny Dimes.
yeah. What was his stats?
He was out there looking like John Starks.
No, did he?
You know what? He wasn't looking like John Starks. John Starks actually shot the ball. I'm sorry. My bad. Disrespect.
Don't give me
John Starks.
Don't give me John Starks because I'm still waiting on you, buddy.
I have a proposal, and it's to pick the rest of the remaining series as well, which we'll have to update the chat fam here. We'll update the people who we take after these last couple are done and the matchups are
round
there.
Two start tomorrow.
But round two, we got two we can pick today. We have Pacers and Knicks. We have T-Wolves and Nuggets.
Mm.
So you want to start off with doing those?
That's fine. Let's hit it. Y'all go ahead. Go ahead. Pay, who you got? Who you got in those two series? So the ones that we can actually say, okay, these are the ones.
Knicks and the T-Wolves are playing the Nuggets. I'm taking the Wolves.
You're taking the Wolves over Denver?
T-Wolves and Knickerbockers.
T-Wolves and Knicks.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Tate?
Drop me off at Penn Station.
I'm the same as Pay.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
What's ooh about that? The Pacers is a 6 seed. They only beat Milwaukee because Giannis didn't play at all.
Nope. That is not why they beat Milwaukee. They beat Milwaukee because they got Glenn Rivers as their coach.
So give me the Denver Nuggets. And the Indiana Pacers.
Wow.
Give me the Denver Nuggets and the Indiana Pacers.
I also believe
that got too much Knicks, belief in TJ McConnell.
The Knicks will pull this off, and the T-Wolves I had going to the championship game against the Celtics, and the Celtics won it all. So I'm going to continue to ride that with the Wolves here beating the Nuggets.
Player, hey, can I say this though?
No,
I think whoever wins out of the Nuggets Wolves series will win the championship. I really do believe that. I think that's the series of all series for the second round. And whatever team comes out of that series is going to be so battle tested. As long as they don't have like a major injury where they just lose somebody, like they're done for the playoffs. If they come out of there, both stay, you know, as healthy as they can without losing a player, the winner of the Nuggets Timberwolves, I think, will win the championship.
Like I said, the reason why the Lakers have so much problems with Denver is because they have no one to contain them to athletic wings. They got Michael MPJ and Jontay Porter's brother. Jontay Porter's brother and Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
So Timberwolves, on the other hand, they can get up with you. Yeah. They can get up with you and they can do some things. And they can defend Joker a little bit better than the Lakers can. So
yeah, they can run bodies at it.
It's gonna be a tough one. It's gonna be a tough one. No diddy.
During the season, they were 2-2 in their matchups. Mm-hmm. So it's a tight series, I think.
I think the series turns on Murray's health. If Murray is like not well, then Denver has an opportunity to lose. But if Murray's healthy, man, he's just too much, man. He's just too much. Man.
Murray and KCP both with bad wheels right now.
Yeah.
KCP.
Yeah, big fact.
Hey man, his shooting was a real key in that matchup
because he was playing the Lakers.
All right, so
the Lakers had the worst defense in the Western Conference out of all the playoff teams. In fact, out of the top 10 teams that registered for the postseason, Lakers had the worst defense. They was giving up 120 almost in this regular season. Picking them to win a series was a bit much.
All right, so before we shift off the NBA. We had a firing already. I mean, the water is just now still wet. You know, it's cooked. Yeah. You run the water out the sink, and you know you done put it on the thing, and it's not even started boiling yet. And there's a big cooked ham already over there on the side.
Tim Ryan's here.
I don't know, but he's big cooked. Ham is out of here. All right.
He's a chef in the comments. He was telling us about a pork belly or a ham or something that. Now I'm looking for him. Like, now I'm hungry.
And everybody is watching us live on YouTube. This is Tate Boy Press playing off a little corner time from LBJ and the Lakers loss in the first round. That's what this is right now. We're going to see about 15 minutes. He just listening to the end of the game. We're going on with the Cavs. Look like they're going to take the L.
Clap it up for Tate.
But
being off a
bit. Yeah, big facts. Big fact. Yeah. Corner time payoff. We're feeling it. All right. So, fellas, just a question. Did he deserve to be the first coach fired? And should he have been fired this fast?
Ooh.
You know, that's my question. I'm going to start with B-Dirt. Should he have been the first one? Because I got another coach I think they should have been cooked in. But you know, that's I'm going to see what B-Dirt say.
Who would you be? The first coach I would have probably cooked is in Chicago.
Bingo.
But I would say this. I didn't think Ham deserved to, because let's look at what he did. Last year, he went to the Western Conference Finals and lost to the eventual champion Nuggets. To Jokic, who right now is the best player in the NBA as it sits. Back-to-back MVPs and in the running here. So, you know, and then you look at this year, he gets bounced in the first round, but it's to that defending champion, you know. So, I mean, what did you expect him to do? Now, all that said, the moment that I saw LeBron James jumping up and down, yelling for a challenge, and he didn't do it, I was like, that boy, done.
He cooked. Get out of here.
Yeah, okay. That's just LeBron getting his way, because they got to give it to him so that they can try and keep him for another, you know, couple years.
Okay. Got it. Pay? Was Ham, did he deserve to be cooked? Was he first guy? What should happen?
Oh, yeah. Darvin Ham did enough to get fired. There's some other coaches that still getting a paycheck that should be also fired. They should be in the unemployment line with Darvin, old Darvin right about now, namely Billy D in Chicago. What has he done to keep his job? Absolutely nothing. Maybe in a day or so, you might see some more. But Darvin Ham, to answer the question, Darvin Ham definitely. I'm not pouring out any liquor or shedding any tears for Darvin Ham. I mean, you had 2 years. You had a team that was, even though we don't think and most people don't think they were a legit title contender. That's the aspirations put onto him, right? They said, get us to the chip. You can get them to the chip. You had nothing for Denver, like no type of what do you call it? No answer. No type of comebacks. But Denver beat them, what, 10 games in a row?
Something like ridiculous like that.
I mean, yeah, they at some point you just gotta like, hey man, are you gonna figure something out or not? And the answer was not. So it's like, all right, man, you made your bed. I'm sorry.
Okay. So this is my rebuttal, just to ask you. Do you think that Nick Nurse deserved to be cooked, or Glenn Doc Rivers deserved to be cooked too?
Glenn Rivers is going to get fired eventually. Maybe not this year, but because it's the nature of who he is. He gets fired. He doesn't do what he gets hired, and it's a whole bunch of ballyhoo nonsense about, oh yeah, we got Glenn. We're a title ready team. BS. Did you know that Glenn Rivers has lost 7 playoff series as the higher seed?
Big facts.
Did you know
Big that? Facts. Big facts. I knew
did
it.
Did you know that Glenn Rivers, the team he took over at what, game 44 this season? The team got worse defensively. Yeah. I'm forgetting his last name. He got fired
Griffin.
Because the Aaron Griffin. Mm-hmm. The Bucks defense was trash after they jettisoned Drew. To their main contender in the East and brought in Dame Time. Defense got bad. Defense got worse under Glenn. Let me run this down for you. Andrew Nimhard. You ever heard of him?
This boy's spitting.
Big facts. That, he got
you,
facts over
you
there.
You didn't hear from you. You didn't know who he was until he was out there busting the Bucks behind all series. He scored. He had, I think, 2 games of 20 points. You know how many times he scored 20 points this season?
0.
He scored 20 points 1 time this season. He had 2 of them in this series against Glenn Rivers. He has 4 20-point games in his career. Glenn Rivers, he saw that defense. Ole, I got a bucket because they don't know how to play defense because they coach ain't doing what they're supposed to do. Miles Turner had 7 wide open threes in a game.
Yeah, big five.
7 of them.
Big Fox.
He's too big to miss like that.
Tyrese Halliburton averaged 16 points. They didn't even need him because all these other dudes are just crashing Glenn Rivers' squad.
Yeah.
Don't tell me nothing about Greek Freak. Oh, they missing Greek Freak. Oh, Dame was hurt. had enough. Dame is one game. You shouldn't have been losing the series if you got Dame. You shouldn't have been losing the series if Bobby Portis is out here starting fights directly after tip-off. You shouldn't be losing the series to the Indiana Pacers. You don't want the Greek to beat the Indiana Pacers.
What about Pat Bev throwing the basketballs and fans in the stands because he's mad they lost, you know?
Pat Bev is a
trash can
player.
He is a clown. He's upset. He's a very emotional player. He's upset that they lost. And, you know, he's the type that cries after winning a play-in game, and he throws balls at fans after losing a series. That's just what he is. Highly emotional from out West Chicago. That's what he does. He'll be on another team in another year. He'll probably be suspended to start next mm-hmm. season. But mm-hmm. And he might be out of job in a couple of years, along with Glenn Rivers.
Player.
So B-Dirt, I'm going to ask you the other side, because he was cooking. He was cooking over there for Glenn Dock to be up out of there. What about Nick Nurse? Because he blew like two or three games for the.
So the here's 76ers. What I'm going to say about – I do want to make a comment on Doc Rivers real quick, though. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the stance that he didn't deserve to get fired because he didn't deserve to get hired. Boom. The whole thing – the whole way he got hired was just a little fishy. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he set his boy up, but
yep,
big fan over there. But Nick Nurse, I mean, so a couple things about the Philadelphia 76ers. Joel Embiid is a bad man.
Yeah,
and big fact. I took the Knicks. I was the only one of us that took the Knicks because, if you remember, I said something's not right with Joel Embiid. And that team needs him to be successful. Mm-hmm. And then we find out later that he's got a knee injury and he's got Bell's palsy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, obviously, I think I would give Nick Nurse another year. I would not hold this over him if he can keep this team together the way it is. Unless the players are over it, then you got to mm-hmm. blow the whole thing up. But as it sits, I would try to run it back for another year and try to get people healthy and let him go that way. But
they got to get rid of Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry got to go.
Lowry's got to go. Tobias Harris can't be your number three. That piece needs to be better. Kyle Lowry was at the end of his career the past two seasons in Miami. I just think that, yeah, it's time to turn the page on a couple players there. They need a third option, especially if you know you're gonna have to. He's Embiid is the one guy I really think load management. You gotta look at it for him.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say this, man. How's the process look? Because remember, we was told in Philadelphia, let's check the process. Trust the process.
Yeah.
The process looks like it's big trash right now. Yeah.
Two number one picks are fledgling in the league and have had emotional breakdowns.
Yeah.
Markel Fultz and Ben Simmons
ain't even on the team.
That's a good observation there, B, because something needs to be studied with these process players with these stress injuries. Because Bell's palsy is one of the symptoms from that. It comes from stress. Yeah. I will say this.
Well, it's also Philly fans could probably do that to you too.
Well, I mean, if they show up, you hear about they had to give them free tickets for them to just sell out their own arena in a playoff game against the Knicks.
Big somebody trend. Told me that the arena was half full of Knicks fans. That's sick. Yeah,
the Knicks are traveling. I remember I've seen them come down here play Atlanta, lowly Atlanta, and Knicks mm-hmm. and Knicks are half the building. Crazy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but about the process, JoJo Embiid, he was worth the tank. He's an MVP, two-time scoring leader. Should have won scoring if he was healthy enough. He'd have won the scoring title again this season because he averaged more points than Luka. Mm-hmm. Ben Simmons, I know Ben Simmons gets a bad rap because he don't score, but Ben was an all NBA player before he had a mental breakdown. He was an all NBA player, one of the best on ball defenders in the league. He can legit defend all five positions. Mm-hmm. He just wasn't able to score, and now he just show up to games just to look good. He just show up to show off his outfits on the sidelines. I don't even know if does he even play basketball anymore.
Let me see what Markelle Fultz did tonight, because the Orlando Magic did beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 103-96.
Game seven.
Markelle Fultz had, in 23 minutes, 6 points, zero steals, four assists, and two rebounds.
Well, yeah, he's a reserve. I mean, it's the playoffs. He don't really get his usual minutes. There's been games he got only 10 minutes this series. So, yeah, I think they're going to roll with Suggs and Gary Harris as their leading backcourt of the future. I think my boy Cole Anthony is better than Suggs and Gary Harris, but I mean, he's a little streaky. So I mean, it is what it is. Got to find you a role now, son.
Big facts. All right, fellas, we're going to take a quick commercial break. If you're watching us live on YouTube, just give us a 10-second pause. If you're listening to us on audio, wherever you catch your audio podcasts, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, it don't matter. We'll be right back after a quick pause and a 10-second break from the Homies Overtime Podcast. And we're back with the Homies Overtime, chilling with the fellas. Y'all like the shirts. Y'all like the gear. Everybody rocking. We got that orange. We got that purple. And, of course, you know, we got that black and gold. Homies Overtime. B-Dirt's going to give you a little thing at the end of the show to tell you how you can get the shirts or whatever else. But, yeah, we trying to get that brand jumping off. Tay Boy Fresh, you just swung around. You out the corner. Any comments before we move to the next topic, bro?
Yeah.
Oh, you're Mike Lowry.
Mike Lowry.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Pat Beverly is trash. He's a clown.
Big trash. Facts.
Agree with that. I forgot. Y'all definitely slipped on a couple things that, of course, I had the answer to, but I can't remember what it was now.
Who? We was talking about them coaches getting canned.
Yeah, Nick Nurse don't deserve to be fired. I mean, Joel Embiid wasn't healthy. I mean, he was hurt for 40 games out the season.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely don't deserve to be fired.
Glenn Doc Rivers?
They not going to fire him. He just got there about, 25, 30 games ago, and they paying him 10 million. They're not paying him to go away. It's too soon for that. So no, he's not.
Let me stop you there. The Bucks are paying three coaches right now, three head coaches. They do pay coaches to go away.
None of which are they paying 10 a year.
Mm. But why did they give him that type of contract?
Because he's Doc, not Glenn.
Or 4 years, 10 a year. But Coach Bud won them a chip. They're still paying him.
Hmm.
Darvin Ham, I think LeBron and AD was pointing fingers. I don't think it's all his fault. I mean, he's not the best X's and O's coach, but it wasn't his fault that they lost. They was up double digits every game and lost.
Mm-hmm.
So is that coaches or players?
One of them is definitely on Darvin. Cause that game, they had the 20-point lead. I'm watching them whittle that down. I'm like, Darvin, you obviously they don't got nothing for him right there. Call a timeout, switch some stuff up. What are you doing? What I'm yelling at the TV, Darvin.
Well, Darvin's definitely scapegoat one, but I think scapegoat two is D'Lo. I think he's scapegoat two. Well, I think he's out of there.
It's the players, it's everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's the players more than Darvin. Darvin Ham has a hand in it,
mm-hmm.
but D'Lo going. One for 10 for 3-point range, one game. Austin Reeves shrinking up. I mean, AD in the fourth quarters, not doing nothing after playing
big trash.
Three quarters.
Yeah, big trash in the fourth, Tate. You're right. And he was looking like always down again. You know, out there talking about, oh, my shoulder.
You know whose name is not getting put out there?
Who?
Kobe Bryant's old agent, the current general manager for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Rob Pelinka.
Mr. Pelinka. You used to be able to beat the Denver Nuggets when you won that chip in the bubble. Then you tore the whole team down, and now you can't beat the Denver Nuggets. Mm. Mm. Look like you got on too, buddy.
Claude just said a lot in the live chat the last few minutes, but has he said anything Matrix worthy?
Not yet.
No.
He said he's proud of you for honoring your bets.
Yeah, he did say that.
Rather.
Oh.
He did say that.
Thanks, Claude. I'm one of one.
Wow.
I'm one of one, Claude. That's how I roll, man.
Wow. All right. So look, any final NBA comments before we move to the next topic?
I'm watching this game that's on right now very closely. James Harden, you know what he does in the playoffs, right? Guess what he did in game five?
Trash.
7 points. Luka took turns locking up playoff P and Beard that game.
Did exactly what I told G was going to do. When he had that first game, good game one. Or game two, G was on him. You see James Harden? I said he can never do it two times in a row.
But he killed him in game three. He killed him in game three or game four. He had like 30. He killed him. But he played big trash last game. No.
Hey, they needed him in game five. And he played like he showed up. He showed the real James Harden.
Yeah. I hope he don't smoke it tonight, man, because he looking like he's gonna smoke it.
I hope he do, because I got some stuff to say.
I hope you do too. I can't wait to see Luka go take care of Shea. Luka trash Shea over Luka, all that talk for the past 6 months.
Well, I'm gonna be happy when the dub go down for the OKC Thunder.
About to shut it up.
No, we ain't gonna shut it up. All right, next subject, man. Caitlin Clark, man. Is she Jesus Christos for the WNBA for sure? They done moved her debut game up because the Pacers win. They done sold out across the board. Jerseys, shoes, you name it. For y'all that don't know, Jesus Christos is Jesus Christ in Spanish. So is she Jesus Christos?
Is it?
Yeah, it's Jesus Christos. Look it up. Jesus Christos. So is she Jesus Christos for the WNBA? Be dirt. I'm gonna ask you, bro. Is she the savior?
I mean, you can't argue with the numbers. But more people turn in to watch her than any other female basketball player of all time. So, I mean, just by those numbers alone, I think you've got to think, she is her.
Wow. I got he is him. I got to get a she is her. Because if there she come go. Out there and start killing it, that sign's got to change. So it's he is him and she is her. Pay. Is she the one?
I mean, she's very marketable, man. I think that's the most correct thing to say, that she's the most marketable face in the league right now. I mean, and that's correct. I mean, everyone knows her name. Even if you ain't watched two games of the WNBA, you know who Caitlin Clark is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for that point, yes. She is. She is going to help the league bring up their marketability. It'll help the league with more sponsorship dollars and all that stuff. You know, you need that type of Magic Bird, Mike Jordan type of lightning rod to get all eyes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So from that standpoint, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Tate, what you thinking, man? And by the way, she's playing right now. If any of you guys is like trying to look at two screens at the same time. She's playing right now. I think she got like 20 points or something like that right now in her preseason debut. Tate, it's on you.
There's nothing wrong with it, man. I mean, it's just doing what marketers do. You know what I mean? I mean, and LeBron been the chosen one in King James for the past 25 years. So how are we going to trip off of Caitlin Clark getting called whatever she getting called?
Yeah,
I ain't. It's my thought on it.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it at all, really, to be honest. But I think that it's the class that's going to help save the league. I think when you start talking about the young lady from South Carolina that got drafted number one overall, the young lady out of UConn, of course, you know, the young lady out of LSU, and you add Caitlin Clark into that mix, this class right here might make the WNBA profitable. That's my thinking, because you have an outstanding group of players headed by the marketability player, which is Miss Caitlin Clark. Your thoughts on that, B-Dirt?
The marketability of her?
Yeah, she will be the number one marketed woman athlete of all time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she's the number one watch. She gets the most eyes. She's already got major commercial deals. She got a shoe deal.
State Farm Insurance commercial on right
State
now.
State Farm Insurance, Nike. Like, you can't argue with it, man. It's all the major players.
And she's the reason. She carried the draft. There's a lot of good players. You know what I mean? I mean, Angel Reese,
Jeremiah Stratton's $28 million from Nike says it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what's the chick name? This Steph Curry god sister played at Stanford.
She got drafted number 3 overall. I just can't call her name. I know you're talking about.
Tall blonde.
Yeah. She had on the best dress of the night if you watched the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Her dress was Cameron Brink, like,
or the Sparks.
Yeah. Her dress was smoking like some of G's takes, man. Hot.
Pay.
As far as her marketability, I told you that.
No,
already.
I'm talking about, do you think it's the class or you think it's just her by herself?
Oh, no. She's the cream of the crop, dog. I mean, the class is just getting cropped in with her. Class is great. Your class is great. I mean, those are some good players and all that, but I'm not going to besmirch Caitlin for what she's done. I mean, because it's obvious, and I would have to have some type of like animosity towards her, and I don't. She is the tide that raises all ships. That's what the whole league is hoping that she's going to do. She captivated America just with her bravado and her long range ability. She can hoop, and they gonna put her face out there to let you know about it too.
Mm-hmm. It's 26.7 seconds left. Indiana Fever 76, Dallas Wings 76. Caitlin Clark in her debut, 21 points, 5 of 12 from 3-point line, 2 assists, 3 rebounds, and 2 steals as of right now.
Let me tell you this right now.
She is leading the leading scorer for the Indiana Fever.
Let me tell you this right now. I've been watching WNBA since 95. I have never, ever, ever had a conversation about a preseason WNBA game.
Yeah. Big facts.
That's what you got to have right there.
Big facts. Hey, I don't disagree. I'm just saying, hey, you know, that's how we get out on the homies overtime. You know, we debate and discuss questions that people say, you know, that people, it's a controversy, this and controversy, that's, we hit them with all big facts.
Well,
all right, fellas. No. Everybody has had great takes on all shows. Because everybody's had some bad takes, but everybody has had some great. Everybody on our show, in my opinion, has had at least multiple Emmy-winning takes based on some things that they've said. Everybody across the panel.
Did he just say Emmy-winning takes?
Emmy,
hey Leo, the stuff that I say, you'd have thought Leo DiCaprio said it. That's why
Emmy winning. Yeah, Emmy winning takes, great takes, but we done all had some bad ones too. We done all had some bad ones. So
who's y'all favorite person in sports media? Whose takes that you appreciate the most? Mainstream media, not a little sidebar podcast you watch.
Well, I mean, LeBron, does he count? Is he a main media member?
He's not. No.
How come he's not? He's got a very large following. He's got The Shop. He's got his podcast.
ESPN, Fox Sports. I mean,
he owns his own media company.
Some of those guys.
I don't watch ESPN enough anymore. I kind of tuned out of it. I think like 2017, 2018, around that time. If you know, you know. I never really was big on Fox Sports, but I do appreciate Nick Wright. I met him a couple of times hanging out in New York. Good dude. Some of the guys I still listen to now, former ESPN guys, Dan Patrick, Dan Lebatard, Amin El Hassan, a lot of those guys I do love. What's my man that just retired? Monday morning quarterback. Peter, I'm blanking on his name.
King.
Peter King. Mm-hmm. I remember Peter King from Sports Illustrated days back in the 90s. Loved him. I love his eye for ball. Pause. Is anybody else? That's pretty much it.
B-Dirt, who's your guy? If you had all-time great.
All-time great?
Like, if you say this is the guy who I say I think he's got the best takes consistently.
See, I like my sports guys don't really get into the hot take thing. I like Nick Wright as far as right now. Dan Patrick, Rich Eisen, I've always really appreciated a lot. But I do listen to the Dan Lebatard show as well quite a bit now that they're podcast and YouTube TV and all that kind of jazz. DraftKings Network. So those are my guys. Mark Lancaster said they don't do it like Keith Overman, Dan Patrick. I always liked Dan Patrick. Keith Overman got too political for me and stuff like that. And I really, sports is a way for me to get away from that most of the time. Mm-hmm. So I don't. Now that said, I listen to Lebatard and he gets into some of that stuff too. I don't mind the social aspects of it as much as some of the other stuff, but those are my guys.
Tay Boy Fresh, who's your guy, bro?
Man, I have to go with, and I don't always agree with him, but I like the way he thinks about the games and the structure of putting a franchise together, be it whatever sports. And that's Colin Cowherd. I really like Colin. Mm. And the past couple of years, and who really has an Emmy award-winning take is Emmanuel Acho. Mm-hmm. I like Acho.
I don't like Acho, though. I don't like Acho.
Can't stand Acho.
I like Acho. Smart dude. I don't like smart brothers. I don't like me.
I'm not saying I don't like it. I just don't like his take.
Do you like me?
Oh, yeah, of course that. But
Acho is a bit of a clown at times, man. But I mean, Acho can be a bit of a clown, man.
That's Shady McCoy.
Yeah, so
I tell you, who a clown is the Carton show.
Yeah,
Chris Carton.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you right now. If I had to pick the guy that I really like the best, I like Joe Klatt. I think Joe Klatt, what he says. And the information that he brings to the table based on what he does, Joe Klatt is like a class by itself, in my opinion. Joe Klatt will bring the thunder when it comes to fair evaluation concerning
Joe Klatt is secondary to Kirk Herbstreit in his own mainstream what he does.
But Kirk Herbstreit is sort of biased, bro. He's sort of biased. Herbstreit is on the whole bias because he's not really allowed to have an opinion because he calls so many of the games. So, but right. when he gets an opportunity to not call a game, you can see the bias coming out of him. And I think Joe Katz stays even the whole time.
He comes on Colin Cowherd every Wednesday, I believe, during the college football season. And he was all on the Deion train early and everything else. So. That seemed like a little bit of bias to me, but that's his alma mater, so I get it.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Brown Bag Pay, too. Boy, to brings Brown. It.
Emmy winning Brown Bay Pay.
There you go.
Yeah. Big facts.
Where did Brown bag at, though?
It's been gone. You missed it. You was in the corner.
No, I see. You got something he's sipping on, but I ain't seen no brown bag.
Oh, yeah. It's been gone. All right, fellas, look, we got to take another quick commercial break on the Homies Overtime. If you're watching us live on YouTube, just give us a quick second so we get a word from our partners. If you're listening to us on audio, please come back and check us after we come back for the quick commercial break on the Homies Overtime podcast with Tay Boy Fresh, Payday, B-Dirt, and Big G. We'll be right back after 10. We'll be right back after 10. And we're back with the Homies Overtime, sitting and chilling. We got about 15 minutes left in the pod. Sitting back with, we got Brown Bag. Hey, I don't know. Hey, I done seen multiple pays. Yeah.
Can I just say, man, like, you change going to breakup every time. It's never the same.
Fine.
It's all good.
Let me just say to the people listening, if you're watching on YouTube, stay with us. We're not going nowhere. If you listen on audio, we have to hear a few words from our partners to pay some bills. We'll be right back after that. The audio people got nothing to do with the 10 seconds. No, none of that.
Yeah, but then we got folks watching us live right now, so I got to address them people.
That's what you tell them. Don't go nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, right. Let me step in here and do something productive. I left a comment over there. If you guys are interested in any of these homies, any of the homies podcast merch, mm-hmm. with this logo, we're going to have a few different shirts. We'll have men's and women's cuts. We will have also that soft tee for those of you that like those. We're going to put a hoodie up there. But right now, before we get a page built, if you're interested in anything, you can hit me up right there, forhomiesmerch@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. That's slick, B-Dirt. I didn't even notice that you changed that.
How about
merching it?
Big facts. Big facts.
With yeah, the big you did that while I was the only one ever paid up corner time?
Yeah. I did it. Well, you know why I did it? When he started talking about Caitlin Clark, that's when I did it. Oh,
that's exactly what he did. I saw him doing. Big facts. Yeah, yeah.
My back still was turned at the beginning of that.
I answered a question about Caitlin Clark, and then I did this, and then he asked me another question about Caitlin Clark. I thought I was done. That's mm-hmm. the reason why I had to ask about marketing.
After says she wants an orange one.
If you ask for a shirt and you ain't like this pod, share this pod and hit the notification button, just know that you're getting a Cleveland Brown colored shirt, or even worse, a Green Bay Packer colored shirt.
So Afton was checking out Running Through the Jungle last week, and she made a great suggestion. I told her I was going to use the suggestion, and for her contribution, I was going to send her an official Running Through the Jungle Cincinnati Bengals t-shirt. So we'll see how that goes over.
She says she don't want no orange one, bro. Hey, Jeremiah said, how many pesos is these shirts going to run? They asking.
$1 million.
Send an email to be determined.
He going to work it out.
Yeah, that's the reason why I said on there, I'll have the pricing and everything finished next week.
Mm-hmm. All right, fellas. Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball. So, Payne, who has the best record in the Major League Baseball right now?
Let me look up, G. I can't trust what you tell me.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I think the Philadelphia Phillies won tonight and they passed the Braves.
Atlanta Braves just got their ninth loss.
Yeah, but I think baseball.
Atlanta Braves are leading the Dodgers right now in the middle.
Based off percentage, the Braves are at 690, the Phillies are at 667.
So the Philadelphia Phillies have the best record in Major League Baseball right now.
The Phillies have the most Braves.
No, he just told you the Braves got a better winning percentage.
The Phillies have the most wins in the Major League Baseball. You can go with that. Run with that one.
Okay. All right. So I remember, you know, we was a few weeks back and You know, I was getting chastised and talking about the Phillies is trash and blah, blah, blah. Whoopie
skip. You were the one saying the Phillies were trash.
No.
I was saying it's too early.
Pay said that the Phillies was in last place and he was talking crazy
about
the Philadelphia Phillies. Yeah.
But I didn't say anything. What I said, I just started playing the violin because you kept crying about injuries. No one's more injured than my team. Who is who has three less wins than your team? That's, you know,
that's big facts. That's big facts. So, B-Dirt, you got the standings pulled up, man. What the standings look like, man?
So the Phillies are second in their division.
Behind who?
The Braves.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
The Cubs are second in their division behind the Brewers. The Reds are third. The Pirates are dead last.
Why you didn't say who the Reds were behind?
The Cubs.
They're behind the Cubs by one game in the loss column.
Now the Tigers are 563 winning percentage still. They're 18-4, so you know, pretty good for where I thought they'd be.
What's up? Well, we all did say our teams are going to finish over 500. What's Javi been up to? My favorite baseball player.
Last I saw, he was hitting like 176. I mean,
yeah, something like that.
That average is now up to 191.
Wow. What a jump. He had a single.
191, one home run.
He had a single. Great job.
Mago.
Great job. Get that average up. So, fellas, I just want to see,
Do y'all remember? Pay might not remember. But, like.
No, it's down to 183. He went 0-4 today.
If you batting, there's a few guys batting above 300 for the best earning a year, but I remember when to win a batting title, you had to be at least batting like 330, 340.
Yep.
That's facts.
But the analytics changed the game, right? They hit for power and swings now.
Correct. Correct. Correct.
When was the last time a batting title was gone to somebody that's hit less than 325?
Timeout. Tate, you asked a question about when would Claude. It wasn't a matter of if Claude would do, it was a matter of when he would do. Claude just did a Matrix-worthy comment right now. Could you please show the comment and then insert him in the Matrix as soon as you possibly can?
What's the comment?
Tell Big G that a silly Pirate still won't win anything, just like
Phillies,
my Pirates.
It says Phillies. I can see that.
Yeah, no.
Phillies.
Yeah, but just like his Pirates. Yeah. No, my Phillies is not silly, bro. But your Pirates is big trash. Like I told you they was going to be. Everybody was all talking about how good they was. They 14-18. They horrible.
Hey, Big G, you can't throw Claude in the Matrix every time you say something you don't like or something directed at you.
Man, that's Matrix.
That's how you try and do him, though. Now, sometimes he say some real crazy stuff and he got to go in the Matrix.
Bro, saying that the Phillies don't win anything is crazy.
When was the last time they won in something, Joe G?
Don't go starting me about Chicago Cubs. You just stay over there in Cub Land.
Whoa. Don't you dare.
Stay over there in Cub Land.
We got a recent World Series title. The last thing you all won, y'all won a pennant recently. Kudos. We got a pennant and we brought the big thing home. Pause.
Player, no Diddy, no doubt. Go ahead.
No Diddy. So keep it in retrospect. I mean, Claude might be onto something. You know, maybe he only did half the red pill this time.
No. You know, Tate, back to your point of hitting averages. You know, the batting title last year was 354 for a raise from Miami. Acuna was 337. But really where you hit is – The top 10 batting averages fall out of 300 at 10, down to 293. So the top 25 batting averages include 278 for Yelich. So it drops quick.
Can I piggyback on that? I just looked it up. The last 10 batting averages, only twice in the last 10 years has the batting average even been close to 325. I mean, when I say batting title. It was twice. The batting champion went to somebody batting 326. So I mean, it's not the best hitter in the game hasn't fell off that far. Maybe five points from, you know, where it used to be.
You're talking about the best hitter, right? But I mean, when I remember, it was guys like Don Mattingly and George Brett and Wade Boggs. These dudes hit Rod Carew. These dudes hit for average. Like, we talking 330s easy, all of them.
Yeah, which they're still getting for the winner of the title, but it wasn't unusual to line up to have 200-300 hitters in it. You know what I mean? Right. Now you don't even have 10 in the league,
right?
It's crazy.
So what was the last team you remember? Was there one? Was there a few teams where they had three guys that was over 300? I remember those Atlanta Braves teams were stacked, man. When they had David Justice and McGriff the Crime Dog and Terry Pendleton, they had bats. They had bats, man.
Pendleton was a good hitter. I don't know that those McGriff and hit for average. They hit for power.
Who said the Pirates was their favorite team?
Claude.
Oh, Claude. Wow. We talked about you on the last night's episode of the What Did the White Sox Just Do? The Pirates started the season 9-2. Did y'all know that? They won it 8 in their last 9 games.
They 14-19. They trash.
We knew they was gonna fall off. It was just a matter of time.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to when
it's not gonna happen.
Reds and Cubs play.
Oh yeah, that's gonna happen.
So I can go ahead and hear my Cash App dingy.
That ain't gonna happen.
Hey, but you know what's crazy? I didn't notice till the other day that Tate told me, man. Do you know that the Phillies don't play the Reds anymore this whole season?
You already played them enough.
7 times.
Yeah, you're not in the division. They switched the scheduling out. It made it more balanced, yeah. Which I'm not really much of a fan of. I prefer you drill. The division winner need to beat the division. You know, playing the division 13 times ain't enough to me to decide like who should win the division. You get a playoff spot by having the best record in the division. It's only right that you need to be able to beat your division. That's my opinion. You get 13 in your division and 7 outside the division.
There's less division games now. What did it used to be?
It used to be about you play your division like 26 times. They cut it down to 13 now.
26? Each team?
Yeah, each team. You see each team like 26 times.
That's a marketing thing too. People want to see those different matchups.
Yeah, man. I don't. I mean, yeah, it's cool. It's cool for the Cubs to play the Red Sox, but man, I'd rather play the Brewers more. I hate them. I want every chance I get, every opportunity I get to bust them upside their head.
I want to put Claude in the Matrix so bad right now again. Cause he's shooting shots.
Did y'all play the Brewers today and lose?
Yes, we did.
Yep, 3-1. Claude said, "I'm from Ohio and ain't got an Ohio team." Claude, how about the Ohio State Buckeyes that run ramp shot through your Penn State Nittany Lions, who's big trash? How about that Ohio team for you, Claude?
Now that they changed the rules, Claude? PSU is going to be a playoff team. So give Claude his respect.
Don't matter. They ain't beat the Buckeyes and God knows when and how long. They trash. Get them out of here. Garbage. Garbage. So like, as you over there talking, don't mind, I ain't got no Ohio team.
You made me a little interested in this. So I went back to my team. My last time my beloved Detroit Tigers were any good.
Ask a question.
2012. World Series year,
Miggy.
I went with guys over 300 at bats, so they played over half the season. Austin Jackson hit 300 on the dot. Yeah. Prince Fielder hit 313.
Prince Fielder,
ooh. Yeah.
Andy Dirks hit 322, and Miggy hit 330.
Ooh,
and they won the boat, right?
They got beat by they got swept by the Giants in the World Series.
You know what baseball needs? Performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah,
they need some needles.
Need it back?
We've been there, done that, Pay. We've been there, done that.
Bring it back.
Boxing. It's in boxing now.
Yes, it is in boxing. Nice segue, B. Hey, y'all hear that guy won a boxing match, a big boxing match the last weekend, and now he's tested positive for having steel hands.
Should. Well, my question is, should he not count? Should he be suspended? What are you guys' thoughts about what
I want to know what happens to my money?
That's big facts, me. That's big facts, me dirt, man. What's up with my bread, bro?
What they do to Antonio Margarita for putting the plaster in his gloves against who was that against? Cocodo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. They suspended him, right? They took away his boxing license. He had to reapply after I think it was a year.
He was never the same, man. I mean, I thought he was tough back then. If I finally was cheating, and then my dude from Youngstown, Kelly Pavlik, he was a beast for like about a year and a half. Mm-hmm. He got the belt, got the title, and then so, he got comfortable,
washed. Adios, muchachos. Gone and big gone. So, fellas, what should happen to dude, bro? Is it adios, muchachos time for him? Is it over? No more boxing?
He going to get suspended. They're going to take that fight from him and give it to Haney. They should.
Oh, it's going to be a bad one. He's going to lose his purse. He's going to he'll get suspended. He'll have a big suspension, I think, too, because they take that. I mean, you can't have PEDs when you're fighting.
Before we get up out of here, I like that you brought up the money aspect of us gambling on boxing. They made that Tyson Paul fight sanctioned now. Do not bet on that. Do not bet on that. It is some crap going on with that. You thought Tyson was going to take a dive because it just felt like that. Now that it's sanctioned and it's going on his record, a 57-year-old putting his record on the line against an internet star. Hey man, it's some chicanery going on. Don't bet on that.
Player.
If Mike Tyson don't win that fight, I don't believe it. There ain't gonna be no real fight.
I stopped believing it a long time ago, but if Mike Tyson don't win that fight and the odds makers are telling you that he's the underdog.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
So, yeah. I mean, they're telling you right now.
It's a fix-in. They want everybody everybody that don't know nothing to put the money on Tyson. There'll be a lot of people putting money on Tyson, even though he's the underdog, and they're going to clean up. Mm-hmm. Be dirt people, the bookies.
They're going to build a whole new casino off of y'all bread.
Player.
But I'm asking, I want to go back to B-Durst thing. What happened to, all those folks that lost? They lost. There was a lot of money to change hands with that fight, fellas.
Sending
there
was a lot of money, strongly man. Worded emails.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, What did it, because guess what we're finding out? We're finding out that there's sports gambling going across the board with guys throwing fights, doing PEDs in the NBA, the guys is cheating and betting. What can they actually do to cap off this problem that we have with, because it's becoming more normalized? They're putting stuff in sports arenas now where you can bet in an arena.
It's one guy in the NBA that got in trouble and he's banned.
And they handled that correctly. It showed that the way they were watching and the way they're doing things worked. They caught it. You gotta catch them, and you got to have a death sentence immediately.
Exactly. The easiest bet the NBA has made with their partnership with the sports books is giving a no name like Jontay Porter a lifetime ban. As soon as they say, hey, we got some questions. Oh, easy. It's not LeBron James. Oh, thank you. Ban him. Ban that dude.
Mm-hmm. Tate, you agree? That's what they got to do. As soon as
they got to do
catch and kill.
They didn't do it to Shohei, but Shohei was able to displace blame. So I understand. Pete Rose could have said he wasn't betting. His assistant was betting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's murder. It's murder show. If they catch you, it's over. You're cooked. It's adios, muchachos. Never another day.
Put them on Tim Lyons' grill. You're cooked.
Big smoked.
Smoker.
Smoked and cooked. All right, fellas, we're to the end. First of all, let me say I appreciate all you guys over there in the live chat, man, rocking with us. We had some great comments.
Claude said Mike Tyson at 70 shouldn't be underdog to Jake Paul.
Man, it's a lot of 55-year-olds that can beat up a 27-year-old, man. I mean, but I digress.
Yeah. All right, so we're to the end, fellas.
Luka got 14 in the first.
Yeah, I've seen it. I'm watching it right now. I seen
big
it.
Trash. I was watching. I got the Reds on the TV now. They had a rain delay. They playing in Baltimore. The Orioles are in Baltimore. Are in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. If we get a win, we catch up a game on them Cubs that's in front of us. Because they lost today.
B-Dirt, party shots, final thoughts before we get out of here on the pod tonight, bro.
Well, I've kind of given the doing someone dirty a break until we get back into football season, but man, can Tepper just stay out of the media? You know what I mean? This dude from Carolina, the owner from Carolina, I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but a local restaurant down there in the Charlotte area put something on their board about letting the GM and coaches make the picks and keeping your nose out of it. Mm. And he went in and, like, they're trying to spin it as if it was in fun. But he went in and like went up to the host and manager and started like giving them gruff. It's all on like a cam. It's all on their the restaurant's cameras and everything. But he reached over, grabbed a dude's hat off his head.
Yep.
That's where that didn't fly, man. He would have had some explaining to do to me if he'd have pulled that thing off my head. Yep. I would have. There would have been no more podium between him and I.
A billionaire.
Be careful, B Dirt. He a Pittsburgh native. He close.
Don't care.
He can get hands on you.
Don't care.
He get Harley and Jack snatched up out your backyard.
Where'd he make his money at then?
I thought it was insurance.
I just know he used to be part owner of the Steelers, had a piece of the Steelers, and he got sold that to go buy Carolina for himself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't let our boy get it, our boy Diddy, though.
No doubt. All right, Pay. It's on you, man. Party shots before we get out of here, man, on Homies Overtime.
I wish I had David Tepper money so I can get away with all the nonsense that he be getting away with. Yeah, man, it was a great show, man. Hour one and hour two of the homies. You all, thanks for everybody showing up. You know, we love you. We appreciate the support you give. And check us out at all the satellite shows that we run. Running Through the Jungle, Level Up, Pump Your Brakes. Everything on Steel Curtain Network and Fans First Network. And last but not least, Frustrated Chicago.
Got you. Say, boy, fresh, man.
Man. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Just want to say, man, what if Deshaun Watson played for the Carolina Panthers? What would we think of that team? Ooh. With the owner and the quarterback? Would that be bad, huh?
Yeah.
That'd be something to talk about.
Nah, man. I mean, just – you know, we got at least one game seven coming up on, I believe it's Sunday now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Donovan Mitchell scored like 52 and lost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Big G, we really owe the game a Cavs podcast, but I'm too tired to do it tonight, man. I don't want to do it with no L anyway.
Yeah,
well, those are the best shows after the L.
I was glad to catch you on the flip because I got to go in the regular job tomorrow. I got to go in the morning. They called me in.
Those are the best Chi City bulletin board shows because that's what y'all mostly get.
The only shows that we do after the name.
The big L's. The big L's.
Nah, but just thank everybody for checking us out, man. We got long-winded again on here, and I'm really tired. So as soon as we get off here, I'm going to fall asleep on this Maverick Clippers game. Hope Luka go ahead and gets another 14, 16 in the second quarter and get that tune up to get ready for Shea and them boys. The Big G been talking a long time, a lot the past, like I said, 6 months.
True to year.
I got the, I got the, the, I got I got the clips of stuff to prove it, man. So I'm gonna bring them back next week. The whole Luka trash and Shea put somebody in a blender and all whatever you said. You know, it went viral.
Can't wait. Can't wait. All right, thanks again for everybody rocking with us and listening to us on the audio side of the podcast and definitely watching us on the video side of the podcast. As my boy B. Dirt is pressing, if you want the homies gear, one last shot. Give y'all a good camera angle about all the different homies colors. One last shot. If you want a homies podcast, Fans First Sports Network t-shirt, contact B. Dirt for 4homiesmerch@gmail.com.
The number four, homies merch.
Merching it.
M-I-E-S.
And
M-E-R-C-H.
We should be getting our live chat button back soon, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So thanks again for everybody rocking with us.
Thank you, Claude.
Yeah, thank you.
Great, thank everybody. Great live chatters. Everybody is always here.
Chat fam. After
Claude, chat fam, chat generals. Yeah. Like, again, before you get out, let G close it. I'm going to give it to you like G give it to you, both ways. We out.
Player.
That's garbage.
Man, that's no
garbage. That's garbage. No diddy, no doubt, right? All right, so thanks again, man, for listening to us and rocking with us. We will see you guys next week on the Homies Overtime Podcast. As for me, G, my boy Pay, my boy B Dirt, and my boy Tate Boy Fresh. We'll holler at y'all. Peace.
Arrest Brett Favre.